This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Every Friday, we get, and it's been a godsend for me. I don't know how she feels about it, but having the opportunity to check in with Angela every Friday is just sort of a little gut check and a mental health check on how we're doing during this pandemic. Angela, good morning. I hope you're having a great start to your day. Have you already worked out?
Not yet. Nope. As soon as I get off the phone, we'll be doing class at 9:15. So.
And what class are you doing this morning?
Power, group power.
All right, explain that to people, because those are really fun classes, but I think the name in and of itself doesn't really accurately describe it. Tell me about group power. What does it consist of?
So it is a all-over body strength training class to music, and all of the exercises are choreographed to the beat of the music. And the music is just so inspiring. It makes everybody want to work hard, and there's specific tracks that target certain areas. So you work the whole body.
And that really is the key. I mean, you talk about the evolution of working out. We've learned so much about our own physiology and how the mind works and how to benefit the whole body. I mean, that certainly has changed over the years, right?
It has. And, you know, it used to be, you'd lay down, you'd do your bench press, or you'd do your leg extension, leg curl, leg press, all that. What I love about group power, yes, it's a strength training, but it's functional. They also put functional movements in there because that's what we do every day. You know, we have to rotate and turn and get down on the floor and stand up. And the exercises that they incorporate into this workout does that. Balance. Everything that you need on a daily basis to get through your day, it is targeting, and that's what I love about it. And they're very creative, and they make it fun, and the music puts it all together.
Yeah, and for someone who hasn't worked out for a very long time, it's hard to explain to folks, but once you do it, I think you'll know what I mean. It's fun waking up having pain in areas where you didn't even know you had muscles.
Right, where I get people saying, I didn't even know I had a muscle there. You know, it does. It targets every muscle that you can imagine. And the beauty of all of the MOSA classes is that there's always options. So you don't always have to do what the instructor has been trained to do. There's your options that we can also show you for maybe people that are new to coming into the Y, or they haven't worked out in a really long time. So they need to kind of do little progressions, little baby steps to get back to where they were. And so we show those options as well.
Yeah, that's important because, you know, everyone has something. I deal with a really bad left knee and zero arches. And so there are things that you know, I just can't do. And you've always made it possible to have an option to do something that's still going to be good for me, but doesn't cause an aggravation to those pre-existing injuries.
Right. So, you know, the group power class is barbell with plates. However, if you have, you know, issues with getting a loaded barbell up onto your shoulders, then you can just hold plates in your hands and do the exact same thing that needs to be done during that particular track, which would be mostly legs or more legs. So.
All right. I was interesting. I was reading a couple of articles yesterday. I don't even know how it got on my radar screen. I don't know if have you ever heard of box breathing?
Nope. You have to educate me. You did not give me that homework assignment.
I apologize. I didn't send you the link. It's something that has been used by the Navy SEALs for a very long time, but it's something that's sort of getting incorporated into people's regular lives. And if you have an Apple Watch, you get some of these reminders to breathe. But people who find themselves like in a fight or flight sort of mode to stay calm, they incorporated this method. It takes 4 minutes, but here's what you do. You close your eyes, you breathe in through your nose while counting to four slowly, and then you hold that breath for another count to four, and then you exhale for a count to four, and you do it for 4 minutes.
Okay, I was just doing that as you were saying it. Okay, I'm going to try that.
And it is amazing. And this is something that I probably would have thought was sort of hocus pocus, you know, years ago. But the older you get and everything else, incorporating your mental health and everything else into your routine, it is amazing. I've started using my Apple Watch to do, you know, a breathing technique for, you know, several times a day. And I make a point to do it. I can't always do it, but when I can, I do. It is hard to explain how much better you feel.
Yeah, a sense of calming in it, and it kind of reminds me at the end of yoga classes where they give you, like, usually it's not 4 minutes, but maybe it is. It's hard for me to sit still that long, but I think there are some classes where they'll go 4 to 5 minutes, and you just lay down, and that is what you do, and that just gives you a sense of peace and calm.
Yeah, and a recentering, I think, and also improving your concentration. You know, when we all have those moments throughout a day where you get sort of overstressed, or you've got 18 things you're worried about, and just taking that 4 minutes to sort of hit the reset button can make you feel a lot better.
Absolutely. I might need to try that when I'm at my desk here sometime during the week. Just do the calm breathing for 4 minutes, reset, and then go on. It makes sense. And I definitely think that's something that I should probably incorporate a little bit more in my Pilates class. We'll see.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll see. Talk to me a little bit about nutrition and how important it is, because I think it's probably – there's a lot of information at our fingertips right now, but that's good news and bad news. We're being saturated with advertising and marketing, you know, a lot of which is trying to tell you things are healthy when they're not really healthy, or they're labeled in a way that makes it – you know, what's the best advice you could give to somebody who doesn't – and I don't mean like a diet. I mean just starting to eat healthier. And what should people be concentrated on? Should they shop the outside of the grocery store, meaning the outside aisle? Is where the healthiest food is. Give me some real-world tips for people out there that are wanting to start to lose weight, get back in shape, just some basic nutritional tips.
Well, here's what I say to my nutrition class. It's everything in moderation. Are we going to eat healthy 100% of the time every single day? I mean, realistically, we are not. So what we need to do is we need to learn to budget the stuff that we know that is maybe less healthy into our lives. I mean, quite frankly, I know that I don't want to eat rabbit food every single day, nor do I constantly want to eat, you know, chicken and fish and all that. Even though I like it, I mean, I want to have some, you know, food that I like, ice cream, a pizza. Do I want to have that 3 times a day every day? No. So I try to encourage people not to beat themselves up for one thing. Oh, I had 3 Oreos, I've ruined my entire day. No, you haven't. Just budget those in to your day and look at where you can change your habits on other things that you are eating. Because you know as well as I do, if you cut stuff like that out that you enjoy, what's going to happen when you really want it? You're going to binge and you're going to eat 2-3 times as much as you normally would if you just budget that into your day. I am not a huge fan of diets.
Yeah, because diets are it's not that it's a fad, but it's not something that's going to become a routine, or you dread it, or you don't want, or you fall off the wagon, whatever. Just changing the way you eat versus trying to go for the latest, craziest thing, to me seems the best long-term plan.
It really is. And I think diets have, in a lot of people that I've spoken to, it's like a negative connotation to them. It's like, oh, my diet. I have cheated, and I hate that when people say, oh, I cheated today. Today was a cheat day. Well, what were you cheating on? How is it cheating? Because that's just a whole nother negative mindset. So I want to change people's mindsets, saying that, you know, it is okay to have, you know, if you like banana cream pie, go ahead and have a piece of banana cream pie, but budget that in. Budget everything in, everything in moderation. We can't go through life just eating nothing but sprouts and vegetables and fruits, and you know, you just can't. I mean, I'm sure there are people that enjoy that and that's all they want to eat, but that is not me. I cannot do that, and I would not expect anyone else to do that.
I think that's realistic advice. One thing I learned this week that I wanted to share with you, because sleep is still my biggest struggle. You know, I am by nature somebody who wants to stay up later. By vocation, I have to get up really early, and it runs into each other all the time. But I read a very interesting thing that I had never heard before about our circadian rhythm, that your nighttime temperatures in your home should be between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit to literally release more melatonin, we have the house way too warm in the winter months, and your sleep is ideal between 60 and 67 degrees.
Oh, that's good to know. Living in an old farmhouse, that's probably what it is in the wintertime, but I can tell you in the summertime it is not, and that makes perfect sense. We all like to sleep when it's cool in the bedroom. I know I do. You sleep more restfully, and I think you wake up rested when you do things like that. But yeah, when you know the air conditioning is set at 76, but your heat is set at 68, it makes a huge difference.
All right, and it expands something called brown fat, which I'd never heard of, but it's a type of tissue that boosts metabolism at that temperature, because that's just sort of the way the human body is geared to be. I thought that was fascinating. Angela, have a great weekend. We appreciate you. Thank you for being with us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.